This WBEZ podcast is supported by the Joffrey Ballet, presenting Midsummer Night's Dream, set during the traditional Scandinavian Summer Solstice Festival, at Lyric Opera House, April 25th through May 5th, joffrey.org.
If you live in Chicago and you have a hard time keeping track of candidates running for public office, the job is about to get a little harder. You'll now be voting in police district council elections. The councils are part of a new police oversight system meant to give civilians a say in how the city is policed. Most people don't know who's running, but for a number of candidates on the ballot, this race is personal. WBEZ's Anna Savchenka has the story.
There are a couple of things Costin Plummer leads with when he meets people these days. One, that his name rhymes with Boston.
Costin. You like Costin? The city, Boston. Costin.
And two, that he supports the working class.
I just believe in the 99%.
Plummer is collecting signatures on a street corner in the Hyde Park neighborhood. He walks up to a young woman and starts his pitch.
Excuse me. Have you heard of the ECPS? It's the district council where the community gets involved in the oversight of the police.
Okay.
And I'm collecting petitions.
Plummer tells her he's running in the 2nd Police District. But like many people, she doesn't seem to know exactly what the district councils are.
I would like to research everything because okay, I like no, to I, think that's, on that, stuff. Yeah.
But, yeah. She does not sign Costin like Boston's petition. But he says that's okay.
You know, my goal is even if they don't sign my petition, I want to alert them to let them know that this is around the corner in February, and that we will have power to be able to make changes that we never could do before.
The district councils were created in response to years of protests against police misconduct. Here's how they're going to work. Each one of the city's 22 police districts will have a council with 3 elected members. If there's a problem in their district, they can take it up with local police officials or a new citywide accountability commission. That commission has the authority to shape police policy. So together, the police district councils and the citywide commission, they will hold the police department accountable, but they'll also decide how the department is run, how the city's $2 billion police budget will be spent. For Plummer, it boils down to a simple question.
How can you police the community without asking the community what's going on?
Plummer is one of many candidates who are getting involved because they've been directly impacted by police violence. He said his brother was tortured by officers under former police commander John Burge. He allegedly beat at least 100 men into false confessions in the 70s and 80s.
That was the biggest thing that kind of like pushed me. Like, I never want to see that happen to anybody, but especially to the black and brown people in my community. I'm tired of that. That's got to stop.
Frank Chapman is one of the people who has spent years pushing for more civilian oversight. He leads the Chicago Alliance Against Racist and Political Repression. I asked him how the idea for the councils came about.
Well, it came about as a result of the murder of Rekia Boyd, Laquan McDonald, and I could go on and on. But specifically Rekia Boyd.
22-year-old Rekia Boyd was shot by a police officer. Her death in 2012 deeply unsettled Chapman and others in the black community who felt like they were living in a war zone. They held a meeting on the 2nd floor of an old bank building in Englewood. The way Chapman remembers it, about 150 people showed up. Almost all of them had been touched by the city's violence and had a story to share.
And at that meeting, we resolved that we wanted to have an all-elected, all-civilian police accountability council.
The legislation establishing the police district councils and the citywide commission was finally signed into law last summer. And although it's an experiment, Chapman feels good about it.
It can work. And will work if people take these positions as a matter of civic responsibility.
To be honest, I don't know. I don't know what the future holds. I don't know who will be elected to these seats.
Anthony Driver is the president of the Citywide Community Commission for Public Safety and Accountability. He says he's worried about how Chicagoans will cast their votes in February, how voters will track all these candidates in all these police districts. But he says it's worth trying, because the police department has not been able to curb violent crime.
What I do know is that the thing that was missing is civilians being directly involved, voters and residents being directly involved in the process. And these district councils give you a chance to do that.
Candidates for Chicago's district councils will appear on the ballot in next year's mayoral election. On the Savchenka, WBEZ News.